On the telephone now we have Jovanka Matic from Yugoslavia, from Belgrade. And first, could you shortly introduce yourself? What are your duties? What will you do at the free speech camp here in Linz?
I will act as a representative of two roles. I used to work in an alternative media in Yugoslavia called Alternative Information Network, which stands for its official name AIM. And I'm also a media researcher who does a lot of media projects, media research projects about the general situation of media and especially independent media in Serbia and Yugoslavia.
How important do you think is it to have a civic organized media, especially in Yugoslavia?
I would say that in Yugoslavia this is extremely important because Serbian, especially Serbian media scene, is characterized by a political partiality of media. There is a very strong political pressure on media from both sides, from the government side and from the opposition political parties. It is very difficult because of this cross-political pressure to provide independent political information, trustworthy, credible political information. This is why this real independent media, civic independent media, are very important, and these are in Serbia the only ones now which really provide objective presentation of very important events taking out in Serbia.
Under which conditions do the independent media have to work?
Well, the independent media in Serbia function under extremely difficult difficult conditions, and this is something that characterized their existence from the very beginning of political pluralism, which was introduced in Serbia in 1990. All the central features of the media system, distribution of frequencies, property of transmission facilities, income coming from advertisers, printing facilities, distribution facilities, they're all controlled by the government. The independent media cannot influence any of the elements of the general environment in which they function. The government, from the very beginning of this political pluralism, had the intention not to promote the pluralism of media, but in fact to suppress it as much as possible. And right now, for example, there is a very restrictive information law under which this media function. There is a complete legal chaos in regulating their status. So it happens that some media are denied frequencies or denied the license to broadcast, and their frequencies are given to some other pro-government media. They meet extreme difficulties in providing newsprint, which is also controlled by the government. The government has the control over the production and the distribution and import of newsprint. So these are the conditions that I think are incomparable with any other post-communist countries. It is important to note that despite all these very difficult conditions where independent media struggle even for their bare survival, the independent media have been the primal agents of the democratization of the Serbian society.
As you have said, the conditions are quite bad for independent media. Can you imagine any way out of this situation? Any future measures how to find a way out of this, to get real independent?
Right now, the independent media function only owing to external assistance coming from different foundations, NGOs, other organizations from abroad. They give very great help to financial assistance to independent media. But once the political situation in this country changes, and this change must come whenever there are elections going to be held on September 25, very important elections. When the situation changes and this whole situation comes to normal, I think that they will need very little time to develop fully, because they have extremely developed professional qualities, and they got a lot of experience functioning under these very very difficult conditions. So I think that only then we could witness a real flourishing of independent media in Serbia.